You're listening to another episode of the She's Building Her Empire podcast, episode number 241. Before we begin today's episode, I want to make sure you know all about our upcoming live event happening April 24th through 26th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Wait till you see what we have in store for you for our third annual event. We have 2.5 days loaded with speakers, strategy, Q&A, cocktail parties, a little bit of that. DJ Sammy's going to be there. Oh my goodness, he's not just any DJ. Sammy has played on Necker Island, a private party for Justin Timberlake, and of course, She's Building Her Empire Live. I can't even say that without laughing because it's just so crazy. He's a pretty amazing. So get ready to get inspired, meet new friends, form collaborations, and find a group of women who just get exactly what you're going through. I can't wait to meet you in person, give you a big hug. So go check out how to register because April 24th will be here before you know it. Go to bit.ly/SBHE live. Again, that's bit.ly/SBHE live. And I can't wait to see you at She's Building Her Empire Live. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey everyone, Stacey Tuschel here from shesbuildingherempire.com. And if you might be having a little FOMO of missing out on social media marketing world, that's okay. I've got you covered. I am going to take you through some social media tips that you absolutely have to be doing now and not 3 months from now, not a year from now. That's the thing about social media, you guys, is everything happens so quickly. And if you delay or you think, well, I'll get to that later, you missed the boat, okay? Now, I actually have been reading this. Somebody just gifted me this book, Crushing It by Gary Vee. Now, Crush It and Crushing It are two different books. Make sure you know that. When I first started hearing people talk about Crushing It, I thought, oh, I already read that book, okay? Two different books. Make sure you know that. So, really good book, and it actually is written in real time. So this is not a book that you'll put on your to-do list to go get later, right? I mean, I have a list of books that I want to buy, and I'll have them, you know, like an Amazon wish list, and I'll go grab them whenever I feel like reading an additional book or I'm running out of books to actually grab and read, okay? Here's why you don't want to do that. This book is written in completely real time where if you read it 3 months from now, you'll be kicking yourself that you didn't read it sooner because he's telling you what you need to be doing in social media right this second, okay? So I'm gonna get to some of the tips and things that I'm gonna jump on immediately, and I hope you are thinking about that too, okay? So first of all, the big point in his book, and what I really like about it, it's written completely for somebody who has a digital business, a personal brand. It's pretty great. It says how great entrepreneurs build their business and influence and how you can too, okay? So what's cool about this book is he actually goes into the main platforms, and that is why I say this book is written in real time, because a year from now, who knows what platforms will even exist or where you need to be. So he'll go through YouTube, he'll go through Instagram, Facebook. He talks about a couple new ones that I'm going to bring up, okay? Podcasting, you name it. So with that said, he brings up how you need to be the first on these big platforms. So if for some reason you are wondering, how do these people have hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram? Or how is this podcast always in the top 100? A lot of times it's because they were one of the first people to jump into it and they've gotten that audience in the beginning versus, right? So understand this. Imagine right now if you wanted to start a podcast, okay? Imagine if you wanted to start a podcast 5 or 6 years ago. The difference in the volume of people, right? The distractions of all these other podcasts or all these other shows to be watching is a lot less, I should say, a lot less 5 years ago than it is today, okay? So being the first is one of Gary Vee's big strategies. You gotta get on these platforms and you gotta do it quick. Now, he doesn't say, if you're not one of the first, forget going on Instagram or forget going on having a podcast. He's just saying it's gonna be a little bit harder than it would have been this many years ago. But at the same sense, you guys, especially because I don't wanna be discouraging you from jumping in if you still haven't already, he is saying jump in now, because in a year from now or two years from now, it just gets harder. It also gets more expensive, right? There were times when Facebook organic free posts were great and people would share and they would like and they would comment. A couple years ago, that was amazing. These days, it doesn't happen anymore. Now you've got to pay for that kind of stuff. So don't miss out on those opportunities, okay? So two of the things that I want to talk about that he brought up in here are podcasts, and then he brought up Alexa debriefs, okay? And I'll explain both of those in a minute. So first, podcasts, okay, you get it. Now, podcasting is just so incredibly easy these days, and if you are on Facebook Live or you are doing, not even that, if you can just grab a microphone and not have to worry about what you look like or do I have content to share? What should I be doing? You can batch these out, right? This doesn't have to be something that is in real time. Now, I do Facebook Live and I also do podcasts. A lot of times I'll repurpose my Facebook Lives on my podcast. And here is why that has been working so well for me. I have people all the time that tell me they just don't have time to jump on Facebook, or they don't have time to really watch Facebook Lives, but they feel like they're not missing my lives because they're listening to the podcast. When they're driving in the car, I'm listening to podcasts daily. I don't know about you guys, but every single day I am listening to a podcast. Last night I was packing. We're going to Disney World on Friday, and I'm packing for this trip. And while I'm packing, do you know what I'm doing? I have a podcast playing on my phone the entire time, okay? I don't miss opportunities to listen and gain that knowledge, right? Even if I'm not going to implement that knowledge, I'm still bringing it in just to hear, well, what are possibilities? What could I be doing? What are other people doing, right? So I'm squeezing in podcasts left and right. And if you don't have a podcast yet, but you're doing Facebook Lives, consider multitasking and getting a great mic that's gonna pick up your audio and you can repurpose on your podcast later, okay? Podcasting is not nearly as expensive as people think it is. First of all, you can do it in-house. If you wanna outsource it, you can do it for a couple hundred dollars a month. Before we took it in-house, we were paying about $500 a month to get all of our repurposed content up on the podcast and ready to go. Now, for me, is that worth it? You have to ask yourself, you know, what's the time? What's the return? Could I make $500 a month from a podcast? Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. People are coming from the podcast every single day. All right. And podcasting is getting better and better because Libsyn, where we actually house the podcast, like that's where its home is, they are starting to come up with better, I shouldn't even say better, they're starting to come up with analytics. They didn't have analytics before. We couldn't see how many people were jumping on the podcast and jumping off at certain times or pausing it or stopping it or coming back or any of that. We couldn't see any of that stuff. And now we're going to be getting these better analytics, which are going to really, really help all of our content. Everything we're putting out there is just going to get better and better, all right? So if you don't have a podcast, I want you to consider that. One of the things that we are focusing on in my powerhouse inner circle that I have with this just select group of women that I work with, they're all either starting podcasts or really truly considering how they can implement that this year, because it's just getting better and better, especially you guys, when you're in your car and you can't watch video, right? A lot of cars will not allow your video to play, right? They're that smart that they're not allowing that. So how do we get around that? By having podcasts. Okay. So make sure you're thinking about podcasting. Number two, this one's a little bit new. I heard about it a few weeks ago at my mastermind, the one that I pay to be in, and somebody brought it up, and I remember thinking, okay, I don't know what this is. Do I act like I don't know what this is? Does everybody not know what this is? But what should I do? So anyway, it's about the Alexa. I don't even have an Alexa, but it's the thing where it's in your house and you can say, Alexa, go do this. Alexa, tell me this, right? All that stuff. So anyway, there are these new things called Alexa debriefs, okay? Or I think they're called flashing debriefs, if I'm getting this right, okay? This is the new platform that Gary Vee is saying, get on it and get on it now, okay? So let me explain what it is. So an Alexa debrief is just a 1 minute little, and there's a couple ways to do it. There are Alexa skills. There are, so like the way that I would do it is by having a little 1 minute, maybe I'm going to do an inspirational quote. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to just say my take on it for the day. or maybe I would jump on and share my top three priorities today that I'm going to work on. So anybody else that's listening could go, okay, what are my top three priorities, or how would that work for me, right? If you're in the health and fitness space, you can have a little tip for the day of a nutritional factor, anything like that. He brings up in the book, if you have an etiquette company, right? He's like bringing up all these different types of people. That's why I love books like that when they share, okay, what if I'm in a weird industry? And what if I don't have a typical norm of a business that everybody else has and nobody uses examples? He uses tons and tons of examples, like a t-shirt shop. This etiquette lady that I'm talking about, where there is these things that she's able to do to ask questions. So, you know, if I'm going to a nice restaurant, and I'm making this up, clearly I'm not an etiquette person, but like, what fork do I use, or something like that? What fork do I use for the salad? And then Alexa will actually answer it from somebody's specific debrief. So we would have like a She's Building Her Empire platform where every single day I will have a minute little debrief on there of something that I'm going to be doing. So that might sound like, oh my goodness, every single day. Well, here's the thing, you guys. It's only a minute. Can you do something for a minute? Absolutely. That would not be as difficult as you are thinking, okay? So yes, I'm going to commit to every single day a 1 minute debrief. So what happens is you subscribe just like you would subscribe to podcasts, right? So you're going to say, oh, I want to subscribe to She's Building Her Empire. Of course. I want to subscribe to this one. Okay. So maybe you subscribe to 5 different people's debriefs. Okay. So, and it's not debriefs. This is how new it is. I still don't even know what it's called. I believe it's 5 of these like skills. Okay. And then you would say, Alexa, tell me my flashing debrief today. Okay. And then Alexa will play those 5 people their minute flashing debrief. Okay. So it's a quick little, if you're doing a podcast or a Facebook Live every day, you could basically give 1 minute summed up. Here's what you need to listen to. And if you want, go check out the full episode here, right? Something like that. Okay. So with that said, that is something that this is why I wanted kind of accountability rise. I heard about this 3 weeks ago, I think. And I have it on our to-do list. I have it on our social media manager's to-do list. And I keep saying, make sure you get all this done. The Alexa thing I want to happen, but I actually labeled it as low priority because I can label my tasks in our task manager as high, medium, low. And I labeled it as low, and it's kind of like her last thing to do. And after reading this book, it was like the last chapter. I'm going, this is me thinking, I'll get to it. And I've known about it for 3 weeks, and it should be super short and sweet and easy just to start implementing, okay? We don't have time to wait when you are talking about social media. We have got to jump on this stuff immediately, okay? Because what's gonna happen right now is, and here's the thing, I was even like nervous to, do I go and start telling people about it? Okay, it's gonna be talked about like crazy because it is that new upcoming thing. Everybody's at social media marketing world right now. They're talking about it there. I know it's going to be all over the place next week. People are going to be sharing on their podcasts and all of that stuff. Okay. I don't want you to think, well, I'm not jumping on it fast enough. Okay. We need to jump on it. Gary Vee's book is crushing it. Okay. Which is different than his book, Crush It. So with that said, you guys, I really, really want to make sure that you don't wait too long for this. Okay. Now, all you have to do is when you're like, but I don't know how to do this. Okay, there's this thing called Google. And there's this other thing called YouTube. And if you go to one of those places and you type in, how do I create an Alexa skill? Or how do I create an Alexa debrief? I'll guarantee you guys, you will find a million, probably a million is too little of a number. You will find more than a million different articles and videos of exactly how to do just that, okay? So that is what the biggest thing I want to share with you is, don't wait and think I'll get to it. Or how many of you are already saying, oh my goodness, another platform. Did she really just tell me I have to do another platform? If that is what you're thinking, first, I want you to go to my fan page at Stacey Tushel. And I think the pinned video right now is talking about repurposing your content. I am not saying to go come up with original content. I'm saying you've got so much content coming out of your ears that there's no way you couldn't pick a minute that we could do every single day and just jump on for 1 minute. Remember, this is not video. This is not live. You get to record it on your own time and delete it and redo it if you want to. There's nobody recording you that you have to be all dressed up and cute and fancy for the day. You don't have to do that. That's how simple this is, okay? All right. So that I want to make sure you guys really get through your head. I also want to get it through my head, and I said it out loud because I want to make sure that I can tell you in a week or maybe two, because I'm heading out of town on Friday. I want to make sure, no, that's not even an excuse. That's not an excuse. I want to make sure that we have content up and running for you guys very, very soon, which is almost me copping out to not even say a date. Oh, this is like hurting, but I need to do it. Okay, you guys, my goal is my first Alexa debrief is up. My team is probably watching going, don't say it, don't do it. I'm going to have it up by next Friday, which is, I believe, the 9th. Okay. So I'm going to have mine up next Friday, the 9th. And I hope you commit to going. I'm going to figure this out too. And I'm going to get on there as well. Okay. All right. Ooh, that was a little scary. Okay. So couple things. I want to make sure you guys know, I've got a really cool thing that I want to show you. So don't go anywhere. I want to make sure you guys know that I am on Instagram and I'm really loving Instagram. I kind of was loving Facebook more. I think Instagram is like my new favorite platform to be at. I love it. I absolutely love it. I love the stories. We're really getting great engagement over there. We're starting to get customers over there, which just kind of like surprised me. But anyway, my point is on Instagram stories, I am making sure that every single day I'm posting things for you to see. Okay. Now, if you're not following me, you missed this yesterday. And I want to show you this because it's really cool and it's kind of around here. So my latest thing that I just bought, I'm really excited about, is my new stabilizer. And what is a stabilizer? So a stabilizer is where, you know, when people like hold their phone and then it's like bouncing, right? It just looks horrible and you're getting like car sick because you can't like stay watching her. Okay. So this stabilizer will keep it. There's like a leveler in it and it keeps it level. Okay. All right. This stabilizer here. Why? Let's talk about why. And then I'll tell you which one I bought. Okay. I'm not giving an affiliate link. I'm not looking to get money off this. I just want you to see what I'm doing and I think you'll like it too. So I want to start doing a lot of things where it feels more like I'm documenting stuff, where whether I'm driving, not that I'm driving in a car, but if my husband's driving and I want to like jump on, or I'm walking around, like I just did this really cool tour in Milwaukee. If you didn't see on my IG stories, I threw to my highlights and I'm walking around. It'd have been really nice to have a stabilizer. Okay. On Monday, this upcoming Monday, I don't know the dates. It's the first today. Okay. So on Monday, I'm going to Florida and I'm actually looking for a rental property. So I thought, because it's business, I'm going for pleasure, but on Monday it's business all day. And I thought, I wonder if they would want to see me looking at certain houses and why I would not buy this house and why I would love to buy this house and why this would be a great rental investment and why this wouldn't and how I pick and what I, just little tips that you probably don't know if you've never owned a rental property, okay? We have had two residential and we own two commercial properties right now. So I've learned a lot, trust me, over these last, we've been owning properties now for 10 years. The stuff that I did not know, it's like you don't know what you don't know. So if you wanted me to take you along and show you little things like that, definitely let me know because I'm thinking about doing it, but I don't want to waste my time if you're like, I'm not really interested in this. So you tell me if you want to see behind the scenes of how we're picking. I even thought it would be kind of cool to show you. Right now I have this filter where it tells me, my real estate agent gives me my criteria. So I have 88 houses to look through before I actually go and look in person. And as I was sitting there, I was thinking, okay, I want to show you how I just like pick, like weed through these things. So I'm going to make sure I do that if you guys are interested. So let me know. Anyway, I'm totally tangent again today. This stabilizer, all I do is I go on Amazon and I type in like iPhone stabilizer. Okay. So then what happens is it always pops up the best sellers or they have Amazon bestsellers and then they have like the promoted ones that they're featuring. Understand those are different. So be careful when you're looking at like sponsored ones and ones that are selling really great. So this was a bestseller. It had tons of reviews and just tons and tons of 5-star reviews. So for me, no brainer. I'm good to go. So I just bought it. It is smooth 3-axis smartphone stabilizer. Smooth O. I don't know what that would be. So check that out. Again, these are the things that are on my Instagram stories that you'll be able to check out as well. Now, I did go ahead and buy for an extra $10 this little bottom here that actually is a stand. So you could have this just sitting on your counter and it could be an actual mount, which I thought was so cool. For an extra $10, that is well worth it. So anyway, I want you to check that out. Now, If you're not following me on Instagram, you can follow me at Stacey Tushel. Make sure to go check it out. Subscribe right away because we're heading on our trip tomorrow. I'm going to have all this behind the scenes stuff. So my goal with Instagram stories is not just to, because if you're on there right now, what you're seeing is you're seeing lots of people just promote themselves and have like graphics with text, okay? The point of Instagram stories is to be behind the scenes, to let people see what you're doing, what your life looks like. Nobody wants to see just promotions, okay? So I will promise you that you're not gonna see just promotions from me. You're gonna see behind the scenes of what's actually happening when I get things in the mail and I'm like, oh, I love this. Just random little things that are not worth jumping on a Facebook Live, but for 15 seconds, I can quickly fill you in on what's going on, okay? All right, I am gonna jump off. This was just a very casual pop-in. Didn't think this would actually be a long one, but you know me, I kind of, once I get going, I can't be stopped. So, all right, stay tuned for the Alexa debrief. It's coming, and I can't wait to hear what your Alexa debrief is going to be. If you are watching on Facebook Live, I'm actually in my Facebook group right now, She's Building Her Empire. If you're in here, underneath the comment, underneath the video, comment with what your Alexa debrief could be about or your Alexa skill. It's a 1 minute little thing each day. It doesn't have to be daily, but people will ask for it daily. So you're not going to be, it's not going to be like, hey, show me yesterday's whatever that is. Okay. So anyway, I want you to have some accountability here too. Tell me what you're going to be doing. All right. I want to know all of that stuff. All right. If you're listening on the podcast or you're not a podcast subscriber yet, make sure to go subscribe. Make sure to rate and review me. We are going to start picking a fan of the week that we shout out on Instagram. So if you leave a review, definitely let me see your Instagram handle. If you can leave it there too, and we'll make sure to shout you guys out. We have now hit over 10,000 followers. So let's shout you out to those people as well and make sure that they know who you are. Okay. All right, you guys, have a great rest of your day. This was an early one. So you've got the rest of your work day ahead of you. Have a great day. And I will see you guys very, very soon. Bye everyone. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.